is a proclamation. And for this, I'll turn to Acts chapter 2, and I'll read verses 36 through 38. This is Peter's, the end of Peter's Pentecostal sermon. Remember, they were waiting in the upper room. Jesus said, wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God falls upon them. They begin speaking in other languages, and people say, what's going on? And Peter begins to explain to them what this means. And so at the end of his sermon, I would encourage you to read that. But at the end of his sermon, this is the way it goes in verses 36 through 37. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you've crucified. So let it be known for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they, the crowd,